The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat, it's where it's at.
524, in case you missed that last night from the CMAs, like I did. Tanya Tucker being shown some love, Little Big Town, singing with her on Delta Dawn. And Farmer, I got to stand corrected. I thought I knew it all in this one, but I missed a little bit. Because Paul asked, well, that wasn't her song. I said, yeah, it was. It was actually done first by Bette Midler in 1971, but obviously didn't do anything. And then Tanya Tucker did it in 72 when she was 13.
See, I had heard that wasn't her. It was a remake.
A remake of a Bette Midler song.
Yeah.
But it was co-written by a guy from Montana, a guy named LeGrand Harvey. And going back to when local TV stations shut down for the night at midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning. I was living in Missoula trying to go to college at the time, and LeGrand Harvey also wrote a song called There's No Place Like Montana, which the TV stations would play every night.
And LeGrand Harvey is not related to Paul Harvey, who had a farm in the Ozarks, and that's what I know. So, could you folks, can I have your attention for please? Can you imagine watching a CMA award show with Mark?
And I had to hold myself back.
Could you imagine that?
Yeah, well, you know who I remind myself of?
Who?
My dad.
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding me? You know who that is? So during the Nashville segment, we'll cover the stuff that was good and bad, if you watched any of it.
I watched it. I watched about the first 2 hours. I went to bed at 9 o'clock.
That's about what I did.
And you know what? I didn't like it. It was so slow moving. It had no flow to it. Right, and it's just, I have seen CMA awards before. You know, we've been doing this for 40 years.
Right.
That have been excellent. The way they were choreographed, mm-hmm. the way the acts and awards just flowed so evenly and so great. Mm-hmm. This was so chopped up and just so...
Okay. This is part of the problem is you and I have been working together too long. Near the start of the show, Luke Bryan goes out and does a medley of his hits.
A whole Luke Bryan concert.
What in the hell is that? That's not where this belongs.
Was he up for any awards?
I don't think so.
No.
He was just the co-MC.
Yeah. No. And it took a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it appeared to me during the opening of this show
mm-hmm.
that it looked like you had two guys who... they were just trying too hard to get laughs.
A combination of they don't have good chemistry. I've always told people one of the reasons Paul and I are successful is chemistry.
Right.
You can't just work with just anybody.
Right. That's true.
And part of it is chemistry, and part of it is everybody's intros and their jokes were so poorly written.
I know.
Sucked.
They were awful. It was lame.
You know who was really good?
Mm.
Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood when they did it.
Yeah.
Better jokes, and Brad Paisley's got a better mind for writing that kind of stuff, and he's funny.
Well, and even when they had who was the little short comedian that did it? That was in the movies, the cowboy movies where he comes from a city and tries to be a cowboy.
Oh, is that Billy Crystal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't he do it a couple times?
I know he hosted something, Paul. I can't remember. I can't say for sure.
But anyway, the award shows then they just flowed so much better. They spent a lot of time in the opening part of the show trying to make you laugh, and it didn't. And I'm thinking, you're giving country people who listen to country music a bad name. You're making it look like we're all a bunch of hokey sticks.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It was just
you're trying to make us look like hokey sticks, and then one of your featured artists for the entire night is Jelly Roll.
Yeah.
Who is debatably or not country. But he's selling downloads.
He won the new artist.
Right. And that's another thing. The Academy looked at it the way, like you and I would. Look, he's sold a ton. We cannot ignore Fast Car.
Mm-hmm.
It was single and song of the year. We cannot ignore it. It just got so overplayed. It just the most played song of the year. I get that. I wish there would have been. I always wish there was a different winner between song and single.
Me too.
But sometimes a song is just so big you can't look past it. And that's great, but they looked at Jelly Roll and said, you've done a lot of cool stuff, but we're not going to make you male vocalist. And when they didn't even, I don't know if he was even up for album that Lainey won, because Lainey had a good night. But I think it's like, okay, here's your little trophy, keep doing what you're doing, we'll keep putting you on the country award shows.
Yeah. And We're not going to, when we open the show, we're not going to have you sing one of your hits. You're going to sing this gospel thing with Winona.
That's one of his hits.
Is it?
Yeah.
That
you,
is?
You and I just don't play it.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't know that.
Well, you know, people talk about musical influences, and I'm not a singer, songwriter, artist, but, I mean, we are influenced in the kind of music we listen to, and I like a good gospel song. And when the lights came up and he started singing and he had the choir behind him, said that this is going to have some soul to it. And now, God, all I'm doing is complaining. Winona's microphone was not up loud enough.
Yeah.
You could hear him crystal clear and her not quite until the very end when it got quiet.
Yeah.
And she got to do her thing.
And she was by herself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It just, I mean, the show just didn't flow right for me.
Well, I agree.
It was just chopped up. Okay, who are we going to throw in here now? Okay, now it's... Now it's Dan and Shay's turn, so we'll throw them in there.
Yeah,
it just didn't flow the way it should have. I mean, if for instance, when Jelly Roll, after Jelly Roll sang his song, they should go right back into, okay, here are the nominations for the new artist of the year, because Jelly Roll just sang,
right,
and it would just make everything just kind of flow right into the next thing. But no.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time for another comedy routine. And you know, I don't know how many references there were last night to Eli Manning.
Mm-hmm.
He's not even at the show. He's not even a country artist. And I mean, trying to make fun, like trying to play off of their comedy that they do when they're on ESPN or something. I mean, it just didn't seem like it was a natural flowing award show.
Peyton Manning shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
He's got nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
But, and I get it, he's much beloved, and him and his brother, look at all the different things they endorse on TV now.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're big, and we're just stuck with them. Also, precursor, please be prepared, in about 5 years, we're going to replace the Manning's name with Travis Kelce, because he's going to be the same thing.
Probably.
No, I'm like you, but like you and I always say, we're not the target demographic.
We're not.
Because we don't buy downloads, we don't buy records, so...
Yeah, but you know what? The kind of humor that Luke Bryan and Peyton Manning that they started the show with, that wasn't for an 18 to 28 year old demographic either.
I'm not sure who they were targeting.
I'm not either.
Most of it was just
hokey.
Yeah, and not good.
Yeah, I know. So, but and you know, there have been great CMA award shows before that I think, you know, have been awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't rank that one in the top 10.
No, I'm with you there.
And I agree with you 100% on the single and song. Fast Car, no doubt, single of the year, hands down.
Because you give the single award for just the best, just kicked everybody's ass, sold the most copies, most downloads, most requests.
Most played, all that. No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Song is message.
Right.
Song has always been the message.
Right.
Song of the Year has always been about the message, and it wasn't this year about the message. So they've changed that up a little bit. Brooks and Dunn were nominated for Duo of the Year.
I didn't get that one.
I didn't get that either.
War and Treaty nominated.
Right.
You guys haven't been on the radio yet.
Yeah, yeah. So there are a lot of things, but that's what award shows are, folks. And and it'll be interesting to see what the ratings are for that show.
Mm-hmm.
Because I at the beginning, with all the hokey stuff, it may have people watch it and say, yeah, this is just going to be too hokey-dokey for me.
Okay, going back. A list of CMA songs that won Song of the Year that had a message.
Yeah.
2011, If I Die Young, the band Perry.
Yep.
2010, The House That Built Me, Miranda Lambert.
Perfect.
Sugarland won it with Stay in 2008. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily a radio-friendly hit, but a very emotional song.
Right, right.
Brooks and Dunn, 2006 with Believe. Mm-hmm. Whiskey Lullaby, 2005.
Oh, yeah. That was huge.
2004, Tim McGraw, Live Like We Were Dying.
Yes.
Message. It's the message.
They were all those, Mark, all message-related songs.
Right. Leanne Womack, I Hope You Dance.
Mm-hmm. They changed it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've got younger people in there now making the calls.
Yeah, I wonder, how do they vote though on those? Do you know?
I can't explain it exactly. You have to be a member of the Country Music Association, and I don't know how many members there are. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much airplay factors into it.
Yeah.
Now, airplay and downloads and everything else that can now be tracked, that figures into Entertainer of the Year. as it should. Otherwise, Peyton Manning should have been up for Entertainer of the Year.
See, and I always thought, and but I'm not into it like you, but I always thought Entertainer of the Year was whoever had the most dynamic year going across the country, performing concerts, doing shows, things like that. Because I always thought that was it. Who had the biggest tour of the year, attracted the most people in the audiences at live performance. I thought that was Entertainer.
And sold the most albums.
Yeah, see, and I didn't know that was included in Entertainer. Was Zach Bryan up for anything?
I believe he was nominated, but he didn't win.
Yeah.
One of the top 10 acts in the last year in country.
Yeah.
Except he doesn't have the right country label. Yeah. So he doesn't get played on our station unless I go and play him.
Right. Right. Yeah, I don't know. It's just kind of a weird thing.
Mm-hmm. The CMA award winners are determined by more than 6,000 industry professional members of the CMA. But like I always say, for Paul and I, like to watch those award shows because those award shows are the people you see perform are the people that have helped country radio and sell downloads. And then a couple of newbies put in there too, which means I hope you like these guys because you're going to be hearing them.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a big night for television because the Democratic debate was on.
Republican debate.
Yeah, the Democrats aren't having debates. And I watched that. And the problem for me, and we run into this, people will call in and they disagree with one of our political opinions. Well, then they start shouting and they just keep talking over you. And there was a lot of that in the middle of that debate. Now, Paul doesn't follow the music stuff like I do. Well, that's how it is with the politics. So I wanted to watch the debate last night to get caught up a little bit because from the outside looking in, looked like Nikki Haley. I just got the feeling she was kind of the front runner of everybody that's running. And after watching last night, now I know she was. My God, they attacked that woman mercilessly through the whole thing. I'll tell you also, I like Chris Christie a little better than I did before I saw the debate.
I can't stand him.
I know that. I know, but he handled himself and he answered questions very well in the debate last night.
You know why he's there? He's only there for one reason. He's anti-Trump, and they base who gets in the debate on fundraising and campaign money.
Okay.
And the Democrats are putting all of the money into Chris Christie to have a representative there to slam the front runner.
Ah, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, that's why he's there. It's the only reason why he's there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't need to watch it. I already know by next November who I'm voting for.
Dear politicians who are trying to figure out how to spend your advertising dollar, please scratch my home address off your list. Yeah. I don't need your flyers. I already know where the boxes are going to be checked.
Well, let me put it this way. I already know who I'm not voting for.
Yeah.
It's more of that than anything else.
Right.
So, and I'm sure their ratings were dismal too last night. So they don't watch it. They don't watch those anymore. And they're not going to watch it when the biggest star is not there.
Right.
Tonight, Thursday night football, folks. Chicago and Carolina.
And Chicago's regular starting quarterback might not start.
Chicago and Carolina was like watching last night's debate.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to watch it.
Unless you got guys in your fantasy football team from those teams, there's no allure. There's no reason.
Now, if the debate last night would have been Trump and Biden, that's game of the week.
Right.
Last night, nobody watches it. So, and I'm about sick of all that anyway. So.
Well, folks, they could keep shooting each other on the south side. I'm still going to go to the King's Hat for pizza burgers. Had another shooting over there yesterday, but it was in the afternoon. 39-year-old man shot by somebody that he apparently knew, according to witnesses. Very uncooperative with law enforcement and people at the hospital.
Where was that?
1st Avenue South and 25th or so.
Oh, and you... What the hell? Why wasn't that kid at the skateboard park?
Because, if you build recreational opportunities...
That's where they spend all their time.
Well, he was 39. Maybe he doesn't skateboard, Paul.
Oh, okay.
And they shot him in the leg, so he won't be skateboarding for a while.
Oh, okay. All right. Unless he's a one-legged skateboarder or something. But, yeah, why wasn't he at the skateboard park? That makes no sense. I bet he knew the other person involved.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the way things are going here, he probably did. I haven't seen anything on it yet. I'm just starting my my scanning of stuff that I missed yesterday. I was a little busy yesterday. Well, I'm busy every day.
Get ready for the holidays and have great times at the Roadside Event Center in Huntley. On Friday, November 10th, it's Can't Miss Music from the duo El Wencho. There are many fun classes in November, including painting, a cookie class with sweet sundries, and a giddy-up hat-burning class. There's even a Christmas candle-making party on Thursday, November 16th at 6. Our 2024 calendar is filling up fast. Find all our special events on Facebook, the Roadside Event Center, where memories are made.
David. Looking at the final numbers from everything that was voted on, it kind of cracks me up. Two things crack me up. About Broadview not wanting pop shops. First of all, good for you.
Yeah.
And second of all, it went down 85%.
Yeah. And they know all the stoners in Broadview.
All seven that voted for it.
Oh, yeah. They know who all seven of those guys are. Believe me. Those people out there tend to keep an eye on stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Yep. They know who all seven are. No doubt about it. Yeah. Mm. Once again, the all-class volleyball tournament gets underway today at Brick Breen Fieldhouse in Bozeman. Another home run. We do it for wrestling. We do it for volleyball. And we could do it for football and make it a great event, and we don't.
Mm-hmm.
At one location. Four championship games, one day at Bobcat Stadium, right in the center part of the state.
True.
So if Ekalaka plays Eureka in the state championship, they don't have to go all the way up there. Way more hotels, way more things to do.
Amenities, restaurants, shopping.
Right. Volleyball, they get a big venue to play at. Wrestling, they get a big venue to play at. Basketball tournaments, they get big venues to play at, but not the football. I don't understand it. It would be great. You could have the Class C, the Class B, the Class A, and the AA turn football game all in the same day. Start like at 11 in the morning, and by 7 o'clock at night, everybody's done, on mm-hmm. their way home. One location, four good football games.
Right.
Nope. Somebody else came up with that idea, so we will not do that.
This is the way we've always done it.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be better for everybody involved. The venue is right off of the interstate, which is the road that is kept the safest throughout the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes sense. But those are great tournaments. I wonder if Brick Breeden Fieldhouse takes credit for all of the money that's brought into the Bozeman economy.
Don't know that.
Because that's what Metro does.
Mm-hmm.
Brick Breeden doesn't do that. They don't take... Well, the reason you guys are all doing so well is because we're here.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. This event will bring in a lot of money.
Right.
Because everybody goes to one place. Crude oil dropped yesterday, another $2 a barrel. We're down to 75 bucks a barrel now. If you burn a lot of fuel, like I do, you keep an eye on those kind of things. Because, you know, we...
Next time you pay what you think is too much for a gallon of gas, please call Paul and tell him your fuel price problems.
Or anybody, really, in agriculture. Because we watch it. We fill up. We all have bulk tanks, and guys are watching it now. I mean, trying to figure out whether to pull the trigger on getting all your diesel fuel for next year or anything like that. So, I mean, we keep an eye on it, but... It's been going down, been trending down. We're down to $75 now. So, I think gas in Billings was $3.44. I think what I saw this morning on the way in, which is good. That's 50 cents a gallon from where it was, you know, at the end of September, first part of October. You know, 20 gallon fill up. That's $10.
Mm-hmm.
That's big.
Yeah. Got a message. Election year coming up. Of course it's going to go down.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, that's... I was trying to find the story on that shooting, and I can't find it anywhere. Where did you see that?
You know, I can't remember exactly,
because
I check both TV station websites and the Gazette when I'm drinking my Propel in the morning, taking my vitamin supplements.
Well, maybe I took a picture.
Governor Gianforte announced the tax breaks yesterday for military guys.
Well, I was on Q2. Hank sent me that.
I talked to I talked to his PR person yesterday when he was up here about, that's great, give them a 50% state income tax cut. But I said, I got one better. Why don't we just get rid of all state income taxes in this obsolete way to tax people?
Mm-hmm.
And
because the current way we are taxed in Montana,
mm-hmm.
that's one of the biggest reasons that $143 million levy went down.
Mm-hmm. And she said, that's a great idea. Why don't you get in the legislature? And the governor can only do what's sent to him.
That's right.
So
gas is $2.77 a gallon in Tennessee.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Hell, I should get a tanker load of diesel and just have them bring it from Tennessee.
Wow.
That's crazy. Yeah, there's no reason we should be at 344.
No, I agree.
I mean, there's just
three refineries.
Yeah.
Three refineries here.
No reason. Yeah, no reason whatsoever. People are wondering about the Christmas season and how the shopping and stuff's going to be. And that's make it break it time for a lot of places. But folks, this current administration, article today. Americans have dug themselves into debt so deeply.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're ever going to get out, especially those of you that have credit cards and have no discipline at all. None. It's mind-boggling. Student debt, credit card debt, home loans. The debt currently in the third quarter of this year on those three. Are you sitting down for this? $17.29 trillion. Trillion. Credit card debt is leading the way, up 16.7% from where it was last year. Well, home loan debt, that's understandable for two reasons. The interest rates went up, obviously, but the cost of a home went up as well.
Mm-hmm.
So when you finance, you're financing more because of the cost of the home. Of course, everything has gone up, so when you put it on your credit card, you're basically financing more. Household debt has risen, and so is the rate of missed payments. 3% of all the outstanding debt is in some stage of delinquency, according to the new federal report. And folks, don't forget, all of your taxes have to be paid for first before you pay your household goods, your needs, all of that.
Comedian Chris Rock had one of my favorite lines about it. He said, you don't pay taxes. They take taxes.
Exactly.
And they take theirs first.
Yeah.
Because if you had to sit down every month and write a check to your state and federal governments.
That'd be the end of that, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
You worked till yesterday about noon just to pay your taxes. Today you get to keep what you earn. Today you do. Part of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And they don't teach it, and they don't teach it on purpose. But credit cards. Credit cards are a scam. I can't believe that credit cards weren't run the same way. Well, I can believe it, but they should have been run the same way that debit cards are run. You can charge on your credit card as long as you had the money to back up what you put on the card.
Yeah.
But the credit card companies didn't want it that way because they charge these astronomical interest rates on your card, and they make fortunes.
That's their bread, but they don't want to give cards. I got turned down. I've got an 832 credit score. Amazon Prime wouldn't give me a credit card.
Yeah. So, and credit card, by the way, those credit card scores, like you just mentioned, they're all deceiving.
Mm-hmm.
They're all deceiving. Somebody who has a credit card that has $3,500 worth of debt on it and they make the payment every month can improve their credit score without reducing their principal.
Right.
And that's a false sense of security for those people that have that card. My credit, see, I got good. I am doing it right. My credit score is going up. Well, you're a DA for doing it that way. If you pay it off every month or don't use it much, they give you a bad credit score.
Mm-hmm.
There could be somebody out there who's 19 right now that has $2,500 worth of debt on their credit card, but has made the payment every month for 2 years. They could have a higher credit score than me.
Mm-hmm.
That was nothing. So that's a false premise that you see on those too. But that kind of debt, folks, $17 trillion in debt.
Mm-hmm.
That Americans are carrying now. Whew. I wonder what the average, I wonder what the debt that Americans were carrying in 1955.
Google it.
It would blow your mind. People paid cash. You needed a hot water heater.
Get ready for the holidays and have great times at the Roadside Event Center in Huntley. On Friday, November 10th, it's Can't Miss Music from the duo El Wencho. There are many fun classes in November, including painting, a cookie class with sweet sundries, and a giddy-up hat-burning class. There's even a Christmas candle-making party on Thursday, November 16th at 6. Our 2024 calendar is filling up fast. Find all our special events on Facebook. The Roadside Event Center, where memories are made.
People would go in and get the money out of the jar and go to Sears or someplace and buy a hot water heater and pay cash for it. And that's how they did things. They had to have the money to buy it. Now you don't have to have the money to buy it. We could break that down demographically, that credit card number two. You could do that. That would be very interesting. But you all know what tale that would tell. They included student loan in that $17 trillion worth of debt. By the way, folks, when you apply and get a student loan, you know how much the, you know, that credit score that Mark just talked about, you know how much that comes into play when you get a student loan? Nothing. No. Not one bit. Not one bit. Plus the fact that they go in there and they give the student a big pile of money. And that student can spend that pile of money any way he wants.
Right. It's not like when you go to your dentist or your doctor, they don't just send you a check for services and hope you'll pay them. They do all the paperwork so they know they get paid.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Great point. Insurance company sends them the money. Not with student loans. Why do we do it that way? Well, it's a vote getter. That's a vote getter. Mm-hmm. They know it. Anything they can do for a vote, they do it. Ruthless people. And some people are their own worst enemy when it comes to that kind of stuff. Then they talk about forgiveness on all that. You borrowed it and you spent it. You enjoyed what value that money had brought to you. And you want other people to pay your debt off.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a vote getter. It's a vote getter. $17 trillion. Our nation, our debt, current debt is 35, right in there, 33 to 35 trillion as a nation. That's just due now. Future liability in the nation's over 200 trillion that we owe coming up. We've got to generate that. And we just keep doling out, you know, we dole out billions, folks, like I throw my dog's biscuits.
Yeah.
16. Yeah, this week he got up from his vacation in Delaware and went down the road and told Amtrak, I'm going to give you $16 billion. $16 billion. We don't have it.
No.
That's what they're trying to do in the House. They're trying to narrow down these spending issues one at a time. Democrats hate it because they pork up all these bills. They hide all their stuff in those bills. For instance, they're working on a bill to fund or to give aid to Israel. They want that separate from all the other stuff. Let's just vote on the Israel aid package. All right? Democrats don't like that. They like to bundle all that stuff up, put it all in there, all that pork, all that stuff, hide it in there. They can get all their perk projects, all their pad, their voter projects in there. And the new speaker doesn't like it. He wants the aid package to Ukraine separate from everything else. People may feel differently about the Ukraine than they do Israel. Vote on that one. Government's going to be broke here in another couple weeks, and they got to work on a package for that. Again, and that's just at the federal level. Then we get these things like we had just this week in our city. They want a bunch more of your money.
Mm-hmm.
That's why that went down 70 to 30. People just, they don't have it. You can't take it from me. And if all those 9,300 people that want it would just start a GoFundMe page and put $500 in there every year for 20 years, you folks can get all your buildings.
And all 10,000 plus of you that voted for it, if you're not doing that, you're a hypocrite.
Yeah, give it to them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And send it in every year for the next 20 years.
Right.
That's only 10 grand.
Right.
And do it. And you could have all the buildings and everything that you want.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than sticking it to a senior citizen couple who lives at 221 Alderson that has been there for 55 years and they're 80. They're not going to use the gym equipment and the swimming pools. And you wanted to raise the taxes on them $500. You're not very compassionate or considerate either. You know, power bills are going up. Northwest Energy, they got their rate increase approved. And why did they need a rate increase? Well, the mandatory demands and rules that were placed upon them by the current administration for certain percentages of power needing to be generated by clean energy. Folks, you just can't stick wind turbines in the ground for nothing and not be able to pass your cost on. So don't be mad at the power company. I mean, they stuck it to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, folks, what it would cost just to transport one of those blades of a wind turbine? You've seen them on the roads.
You have.
Massive trucks, flag cars, people raising power lines, all that. Just to move one of the blades, just one of the blades. Why, it cost a fortune to move one of those from where they're manufactured. So, Christmas is a time of year, too, where people lose sight of their discipline. And they go crazy. People run into stores to buy a 70-inch TV for $329 because they're marked down for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a question. Doesn't your old TV work?
Oh, yeah, Paul. That's not how people think.
I know. But it's such a good deal. But you don't have the money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know, but it's such... And they, Mark, they bring out carts. That's how a Christmas is. Ingest another burden on your family financially for the next 6 to 10 months because you went crazy during Christmas. Compound that with all the inflation, with the high interest rates and the credit card debt, and whoa, you have really set up a train wreck.
Well, and Paul had to buy a new car because there's no payments for 90 days.
Yeah, there you go. See, same thing.
Uh-huh.
Same thing. I'm still gimping along. I put a starter in my pickup yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
317,000 miles on it. But
Well, looks like we're going to go another 300,000 the way you're putting money into that thing.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. Yeah, no doubt about it. I'm going to ship my calves tomorrow. I'm going to wean tomorrow. We've been weaned out for weaning the last 2 weeks. We had snow the week before. Last week, you know, we had that rain, made it sloppy, impossible to get in there. So I'm going to get those out. But, oh, that must be nice. Yeah. And then I take that money and I just give it to everybody else who's waiting in November for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do in agriculture.
Right.
It comes in and then it all goes out.
Well, I got to tell you, you got to start watching Yellowstone. You and John Dutton are the same guy.
Are we?
Yeah. He was speaking at some black tie affair,
mm-hmm.
and he said, agriculture is the only business on the planet where your goal is to break even.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's a way of life. You maintain it, and you every year you earn, and by the end of the year, you're out. And so you start again.
Right.
And it just, it's... you're able to live your life the whole time like that.
Right. And that's where you people who don't care for Paul say, well, you got two jobs. That must be nice.
Lucky.
You're lucky?
Yeah.
It must be the must be nice thing. We're walking across the crosswalk to our pickup yesterday at 5 to 10.
I know.
This guy, hey, guys, done for the day? Must be nice.
I know. I know. I told Mark, I said, yeah, we got up at 3 in the morning and to get started here, you know.
Paul and I don't take days. Hey, Paul, this is Mark. You know what? I'm just not feeling it today.
Yeah.
I just can't get going.
Yeah. I call Mark and say, you know what? You should just stay home today. Yeah, I just couldn't call Mark and get him up and get him going. So I just...
You know, boss, I pushed the buttons really good this week, and so I just think I'm going to take a me day.
Yeah.
Oh, here's one for you, Paul. Mm-hmm. Message, my brother-in-law drives the heavy oversized haul loads, like those blades.
Oh, right.
It takes a minimum of $6,500 a day to transport those.
Yeah, see?
And that's one blade.
One blade. And I don't know where they come from. I don't know where they manufacture them. But think of the thousands of those that Northwest Energy has had to buy and put just to move them.
Yeah.
Not to erect them, the construction cost. And all of those mandates were put on them by your... your climate alarmist in people that. And you know what, folks? You talk about this. I don't get this. Clean energy. Natural gas is clean. One of the cleanest energies there is that nobody ever talks about anymore was hydroelectric. There wasn't a puff of smoke that would come out of a hydroelectric dam. Not one. The water turns them. The water turns the turbines that we generate with, and they're tearing them out.
Yeah,
well, clean energy.
That's because the salmon have to get back to where their grandparents came from.
I know it. They tore. They're going to tear four of them out in Oregon within the next year. Tear them out. You could put with our rivers and streams and things in America. You could put hydroelectric at so many places to generate clean energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's five dams along the Missouri and Great Falls.
Just loads of clean energy. They won't let them do it. Won't let them do it. You have to do the forms of clean energy that we want. So what do? We spend zillions of dollars having to manufacture all of these panels and wind towers and concrete and stuff like that. And you could set up a paddle wheel on a river. Just stick it out 60 feet and turn one, and it would be fine.
Yeah.
And leave the rest of the river open. Yeah, that's not what we want. But that was clean energy, so... Folks, the costs are going up and up and up, and it's not, you got to remember a lot of times, it's not because of the business. It's from the daggum government. Your taxes and all those things they put on all these companies, forcing them, holding them at gunpoint, and you pay. You're paying. Interest rates, who did that? Who did the interest rates? Why are interest rates up, folks? Your government, your current administration, they spent so much money and drove inflation so high, more money chasing fewer goods. And so the feds, the government, they did it, raised it all up. The box matters. That box you check matters, folks. So just like on the CMA awards last night, you know, all those guys, they all checked the boxes. So that's why Fast Car was single and song and should only been single. And you only got 2 days left to qualify, too, folks, for the Flakes trip. So we might do more of that today. Oh, they also got a fundraiser today at Red Robin.
Right.
All day long up there.
Tell them it's for Flakesgiving. They're going to give us 20% of the proceeds.
Yep. So that's today at Red Robin. So a couple things to keep in mind.
Okay. Shout out to my neighbors. Pull out of my garage this morning, across the street. Lights are on, garage doors open, three vehicles running. The McIntyre Bushfield crew is on their way to Ashland. It's going to be a bad day to be a buck. They got about 10 grand worth of rifles and ammo in those vehicles.
Well, I sure hope they get your garbage can put back before they leave.
No, tomorrow's garbage.
Oh, tomorrow. Well, get it out. Put it out before you leave.
First news coming up, 6:13.
The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Events Center in Huntley. The Blue Cat. It's where it's at.